Hey, so anyone who would like to come forward to hear the story for all ages this morning is invited to do so. Please make sure you don't sit too close to the altar. I'm going to read a book to you today. It's a book called The Fall of Freddy the Leaf. And I'm going to read from the book because it's written really nicely, and I'm afraid I won't exactly get it right if I try and do it from memory. It's a small book, so it will be hard to see the pictures, but the pictures are pretty simple. They're mostly just pictures of trees. So I'll describe what they look like when we pass them. Spring had passed. So had summer. Freddy the leaf had grown large. His midsection was wide and strong. His five extensions were firm and pointed. He had first appeared in spring as a small sprout on a rather large branch near the top of a tall tree. Freddy was surrounded by hundreds of other leaves just like himself, or so it seemed. Soon he discovered that no two leaves were alike. Even though they were all on the same tree, Alfred, the leaf next to him, Ben was the leaf on his right side, Claire was just above. They had all grown up together. They had learned to dance in the wind, in the spring breeze, bask lazily in the summer sun, and wash off in the cooling rains. But it was Daniel who was Freddy's best friend. He was the largest leaf on the limb and seemed to have been there before anyone else. It appeared to Freddy that Daniel was also the wisest among them. It was Daniel who told them that they were part of a tree. It was Daniel who explained that they were growing in a public park, who told them that the tree had strong roots which were hidden underground. He explained about birds and singing in the morning, their morning songs. He explained about the sun and the moon and the stars and the seasons. Freddy loved being a leaf. He loved his branch, his light leafy friends, his place high in the sky, the wind that jostled him about, the sun rays that warmed him, the moon that covered him with soft white shadows. Summer had been especially nice, long, hot days, and warm, cozy nights. There were many people in the park that summer. They often came and sat under Freddy's tree. Daniel told him that giving shade was part of his purpose. "What's a purpose?" he asked. "A reason for being," Daniel answered. "To make things more pleasant for others is a reason for being. To make shade for old people who come to escape the heat from their homes is a reason for being. To provide a cool place for children to come and play, to fan with our leaves the picnickers who come and eat on checkered cloths, all reasons for being." Freddy especially liked the old people. They talked in whispers of times past. The children were fun too. There's a few children underneath a tree in this picture. Even though they sometimes tore holes in the bark or poked at the leaves, still, it was fun to watch them move so fast and laugh so hard. But Freddy's summer soon passed. It vanished on an October night. He'd never felt it so cold. All the leaves shivered with the cold. They were coated with a thin layer of white, which was quickly melted and left them dew-drenched and sparkling in the morning sun. Again, it was Daniel who explained they had experienced the first frost. Almost at once, the whole tree, in fact, the whole park, was a blaze of color. There was hardly a green leaf left. Alfred turned a deep yellow. Ben became bright orange. Claire was a blazing red. Daniel, a deep purple. And Freddy was red and gold and blue. How beautiful they all looked. Freddy and his friends had made their tree a rainbow. Why did we turn different colors, Freddy asked, when we are the same tree? Each of us is different. We had different experiences. We've faced the sun differently. We've cast shade differently. Why should we not have different colors? Daniel said, matter-of-factly. Daniel told Freddy that this wonderful season was called fall. One day, a very strange thing happened. The same breezes that in the past had made them dance began to push and pull at their stems, almost as if they were angry. This caused some of the leaves to be torn from their branches and swept up in the wind, tossed about and dropped softly to the ground, and the leaves became frightened. What's happened? They asked in whispers to each other. This is what happens in fall, said Daniel. It's time for leaves to change their home. Some people call it to die. Will we all die? Freddy asked. Yes, Daniel answered. Everything dies. No matter how big or small, how weak or strong, we first do our job. We experience the sun and the moon and the wind and the rain. We learn to dance and to laugh, and then we die. I won't die, said Freddy with determination. Will you, Daniel? Yes, answered Daniel. When it's my time. When is that? Asked Freddy. No one knows for sure, said Daniel. Freddy noticed that the other leaves had started falling. It must be their time, he thought. And pretty soon the tree was almost bare. I'm afraid to die, Freddy told Daniel. I don't know what's down there. We all fear what we don't know, Freddy. It's natural, Daniel reassured him. But you were not afraid when spring became summer, and you were not afraid when summer became fall. They were natural changes, too. Why should you be afraid of the season of death? Does a tree die, too? Freddy asked. Someday. But there is something stronger than the tree. It is life, and that lasts forever. We are all a part of life. Where will we go when we die? No one knows for sure. That's the great mystery, said Daniel. Will we return in the spring? We may not, but life will. Then what has been the reason for all of this? Freddy continued to question. Why were we here at all if we are going to fall and die? Daniel answered in his matter-of-fact way. It's been about the sun and the moon. It's been about happy times together. It's been about the shade and the old people and the children. It's been about colors and fall. It's been about the seasons. Isn't that enough? That afternoon, in the golden light of dusk, Daniel let go. He fell effortlessly. He seemed to smile peacefully as he fell. Goodbye for now, Freddy, he said. And Freddy was alone, the only leaf left on its branch. The first snow fell the following morning. It was soft, white, and gentle, but it was bitter cold. There was hardly any sun that day, and the day was very short. Freddy found himself losing his color, becoming brittle. It was constantly cold, and the snow weighed heavily upon him. At dawn, the wind came that took Freddy from his branch. It didn't hurt at all. He felt himself float quietly, gently, and softly down. As he fell, he saw the whole tree for the first time. How strange.